you know, Dale was accused one time by some fellow workers who were all women that they were complaining about him having so much trouble with their two or three children that they had, and Dale was just over doing his work but kind of snickering, you know. And she said, "Oh, Dale, I know you wouldn't understand that, you who are the father of the whole world." So I sometimes think I'm the mother of the whole world, but it's a pleasure, tell me, it's a joy and a privilege to be the mother of some fine missionaries.
Amen.
And we praise the Lord for each one of them. This morning, Lyndall challenged us to tell it again, so I decided, well, I'll tell it again. I'd like to start off by saying that Dale and I both were mission volunteers before we ever met. We both felt like the Lord calling us to be missionaries, so it was no great shock to me when we married and Dale said, "We're going to the mission field." After college and pastoring 8 years, we felt like we were not getting any younger. We had four children and we had two-thirds of another. We just packed all our belongings in our station wagon, knew that the Lord had called us, and surely if he called us, he would take care of us. And
amen.
We took off for Mexico, not knowing one word of Spanish, not knowing but one couple in all of Mexico, and all kinds of things happened. I won't go into all that, but a lot of scary things, you know, because I'd always been told that there was had to be a bandit behind every tree in Mexico, so be aware. So when we drove in Mexico, and of course we did a lot of our traveling at night because of the children, they were, it's just easier if you know what I mean, traveling with children at night. And we kept seeing all these men with these bandanas, you know, like this. And we said, just like we said, that's like they told us, we had to be careful because all these must be bandits, you know. But the Lord has been gracious. He began to give us the language. I'm sorry. They have a thing in Mexico. They don't want to breathe the cold air in. So they put these bandanas here, you know, to keep out the cold air. Of course, they stay up half the night, you know, traipsing around in the roads. So that's why. Excuse me. Anyway, we had a battle with the language, of course, like you always do. But after a little bit of light began to dawn, then we began to feel burdened about a children's work. And we did start an orphanage, and after about 12 years, we felt like the Lord would have us close that and do only church planting. And so in 1979, we went back to Mexico, sold our house in Houston, went back to Mexico when we only had two children at home, and settled in San Luis Potosí with Bill and Cindy. The Lord has been faithful to us after a lot of different things that we all tried, and we felt like that we would start a home, a church in our house, which we did, and the Lord has been faithful. We have a little church there in San Luis. We have a little building. We have about 100 that are faithful, and the Lord is blessing. They are growing, not as quickly as we had hoped, but we are seeing a lot of maturity. And, you know, I was thinking, I don't remember, I think it was last night, Brother Bruce was talking, and I was thinking about, you know, it was this morning when Brother Linda was saying, you know what I do, spend most of my time doing is reteaching the same thing to our people. And I thought, that's kind of what we do. We reteach and we reteach. But you know, if we're as hard-headed as we are, just think what these people have to come out of and how difficult it is for them to give up the things, their past. So really, you pray for us as we struggle and continue to teach and train these workers. We just feel it's a real blessing to be there. It's really a privilege for us to be there in Mexico. In all the experiences that we have had, I think that it kind of all boils down to one word. You know, about 2 years ago, maybe it's been three now, I'm not sure, we had our first family life conference in San Luis, and it was a real blessing. And the one word that Dale repeated over and over and over as he taught not only the couples, the married couples by themselves, the families as they were together, the children, and then I taught the ladies and he taught the men by themselves. But the whole theme of the whole thing was attitude. And I think not only in a family life situation, but I think about us as Christians.
Amen.
You know, our whole thing stems on our attitude.
That's right.
And I'd like to talk about that just a little bit tonight. If you will turn to Colossians 3. Colossians 3. As some of you may know, we've had three groups of young people down in the last 2 months, and we have helped teach and train these young people. They've gone out witnessing and preaching, and a lot of it is just down-to-down basic things, me teaching the girls kitchen duties and just their attitudes and things, and all the other teaching, Dale and the guys teaching the guys, and it's been a real blessing. It really has. And the thing that I have seen throughout everything is attitude. And as I was giving my testimony one night to one of the group of young people, I really felt like it really boiled down to this one word. It's our attitude.
Yes,
it really is our attitude. Let's look at Colossians 3:17 first. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God in the Father by him. And then verse 23 and 24, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ.
Amen.
And as I was giving my testimony that night, I said, you know, kids, especially the girls I was mainly talking to, what you do, what you learn how to do in your service to the Lord, whether it be on the mission field or anywhere else, it all boils down to what is your attitude to that thing. And you know, I said, I have learned, I should say I'm learning because I'm not perfect yet. I still blow it. You'll be glad to hear that. I do still blow it lots of times. But if we do everything we do as unto the Lord,
that's right,
not what men will think, you'd just be surprised the peace that God does bring, the peace that he gives. And if you blow it, say, Lord, you knew I blew it, and you know I blew it, but you know, also I'm doing it for you. So you just cover that. And you just go on, you know? And it's, we cannot change most of the circumstances that come our way. We cannot change. But what are we going to do in the midst of those circumstances? Are we just going to throw up in the towel and just pitch up everything and say, I can't do it, I can't do it, I'm going to quit? You know, there's just no way. Things have come into my life this week that I had no control and I just cannot do anything. But are you going to say, Lord, I don't understand it, I don't know why, but Lord, you just use me somewhere to get ride this thing through.
Amen.
And that's what I think he is so faithful to do that. And so, as I was sharing with these kids, and you know, I do a lot of cooking while they're there and spend a lot of time in the kitchen. But you know what? A lot of people think that I must go in the kitchen and I kick the stove and I beat the pots and pans and just get real angry. But you know, I don't, because to me, that is my ministry.
Amen.
The Lord has given me that as a ministry. And you know what? I have those girls, the teens come in, and I've also been able to talk to our own Mexican young people, come in, and I share with them. I ask them about their life. We share things right there as we're stirring stuff and frying potatoes and whatever. And I find that they need someone who's concerned about their daily walk. And I have been able to really draw some things out of those kids, those girls, and sometimes boys as well, that have I've been able to bless some hearts and lives, or God has been able to bless them through me by using that situation. So use the situations that you come in contact with with the right kind of attitude, knowing that God will use that for his glory. I was telling them, and I'll repeat it to you one time. Like I said, it's not always roses, you know. I'm sure it's not for any of you as well, not just missionary wives. I'm not saying we have the hardest road to hoe, but this particular thing happened many, many years ago. Philip and Mark were just babies, maybe 2 and 3 years old. And we had their orphanage at the time in Saltillo. And at this time, Dale had gone back to the States because we were in a building program, and a lot of things, at that time, so many things you couldn't even get, just simple things like a lock for a door and things like that we had to bring in. So he'd gone back to the States to do what he had to do, and our nurse, who was my helper, had gone with him. And I was left there to take care of the orphanage and have to run back and forth to town and to keep the men working that were working, buy all the materials and whatever. And at this point in time, Mark and Philip and other little Mexican baby that we had at the time, all three came down with the chicken pox all at one time. And I had two, the three still in diapers, and they were covered in bumps, chicken pox. But I had to go to town. So I told one of the ladies who was helped me and with the children, I said, Ms. Rubio, don't you do anything today, but you stay in this room and you take care of these babies. That's all you do today, is you take care of these babies. So she promised me she would. Well, when I finally got back from doing what I had to do in town, I got there and she was cradling Philip in her arms, crying her heart out because he had had a convulsion while I was gone. She'd never seen one like that. Scared her to death. She just knew he was going to die in her arms from this convulsion. And just a few minutes later, I looked up down the road and here came a car of a dear friend of ours who was an American, married to a Mexican doctor. And she was the one, she was kind of our I guess you'd say, contact, that's the word. The contact, because she had a telephone. Well, I was expecting Dale home that day, so you can imagine the news that she brought me. Most of you have expected your husband's home on certain days. So she came in and she said, "Nelda, I have bad news." I said, "Well, I suppose you did." She said, "Dale got almost to the border and he hit a wild hog, tore up the car in the front, so he won't be able to come till it's like Friday. He won't be able to come till after the weekend." So you know what I did, girls? I said, "Praise the Lord." No, I didn't. You know what I did? I fell down the grass and bawled. Just prostrate on the ground. Just bawl my eyes out. I thought I'd had it, you know. But then you know what I did? I got up, I dried my tears, and I started on my way again.
Amen.
I said, what else can I do? There's not a thing I can do to help the situation. I'll just praise the Lord and go on. And I did. And after that, I did that many times. Let me tell you, it's not a terrible situation. It's not an embarrassment, girls and ladies and all you, to cry. Don't feel like it's terrible for a missionary wife to cry. I was telling this one time that I used to go in my closet. Many times when I just got up to here, you know, I'd go in and cry. I'd dry my eyes, and the kids never knew it. And my girls said, "Mother, you did it." But I did. I'll have to admit, I did. But you know what? I've learned that you can't change the circumstances most of the time, but you can change your attitude.
That's right.
If you do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men, big deal, you know. It's going to all work out. It really is. And you know, in our life, every day, if we'll just say, "Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. My husband brought home 10 people for lunch today, and I don't have hardly anything, but I'm going to do the best of what I've got." Just go on. You'll be surprised how much easier your life is, and you have peace in your heart just knowing that you did your best, that you did your best, and that's what we have to do.
Good.
So our testimony is important in Mexico. Let me share this. People in Mexico, the new Christians, the women who are new Christians, the mothers and the wives are looking to us ladies, missionary ladies, to see how we react under pressure. How do we react when our husbands come home and say, "Well, I'm going to have 25 for lunch today. Think you can do it in maybe 2 hours? Think you can have something ready?" Sure, why not? We'll struggle together, you know. Or do you complain and gripe and scream and climb the walls, you know. What kind of mothers are we when our children do something that we don't agree with?
Amen.
They're looking to us girls to see what we do and are going to do. What about under pressure, under real pressure? I'm talking about real pressure from the outside. What are we, how are we going to react? Let's have a good testimony.
Amen.
Let's show them that we are made of some tough stuff. Okay?
Amen.
While I was preparing this afternoon, the Lord kind of gave me a little poem that I didn't have time to do a very good job. I'm not even sure I can read my own writing, but I'd like to read it for you. That kind of expresses, I think, sometimes our attitude. "You know I gave my life, Lord, to do a work for you. I got down on my knees, Lord, and asked what I could do. I prayed, I cried, I begged you, Lord, to send me far away to do a work for you, Lord, in some very special way. I really want to serve you, Lord, but I really want to be in a very quiet place, Lord, just my family and me. For you know, Lord, I must have time to pray and read your word. If I'm to tell of you, Lord, the story they've never heard, I need the peace and quiet, Lord. You know I need my rest. I cannot deal with people, Lord, and still give you my best. You know how people are, Lord. They'll pester us to death. So don't let them ring our doorbell, Lord, or we'll never catch our breath. Now my wife needs her time too, Lord, to take good care of me. And our children need her too, Lord. We're a very close family. We cannot be up late, Lord. We have to get our rest. We really need our sleep, Lord, to be able to do our best. So wherever you lead, I'll go, Lord, so long as it's far away from people. In the meantime, I will be sitting in my house, Lord, just me and my family."
Amen. 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 Amen.